When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey y'all, Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world. And hint, 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 today would be a really good day to share. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And, whoa, it's the first Sunday morning, I think, this year that I can't remember back to the first of the year, but the first Sunday I remember in a long time that we're kind of socked in with fog and stuff, and it was really foggy up in my neck in the woods, and it cleared out just a bit when I got a little higher elevation on the way in, and it's socked in around here too. So, as always, our production engineer, Mike Roberge, is here. Good morning, Mike.
Morning, Martha.
And how are you? I missed you for a week here.
Yeah, doing well. Sorry about the little snafu as we blasted our theme song there. Somebody forgot to reset a certain button, and it took me a couple seconds to realize what I needed to do.
And every once in a while that happens. And, of course, what he's talking about is when we start the show. And when it was my time to start speaking, I start speaking as usual. And you can just kind of hear a difference in your headphones when the microphone isn't on, and I could hear that, but because it's live radio, you never really know. So I keep going until now, but I see my okay. So all right, it's not working, and he's fitzing around with. So by the time, then he figured it out, and that's because aren't the rules, because someone else is here at the nighttime.
Right, there are different shifts,
but the rules are you're supposed to reset everything before you leave, right?
It's called zeroing out the board. Oh, and what that means is you reset everything to its default settings. That's just common practice. It's a bit of a courtesy, a professional courtesy. You just do that so the next person, when they come in, doesn't have to correct and make all these last-minute adjustments on the fly, as happened.
So obviously that would mean whoever the last person in here was.
We know who it is.
Oh, we do.
Okay. We know where they live.
And and I'm sure they'll probably hear something. Thank you very much.
They shall. They will relieve me later on today.
Aha! Uh-huh. Oh, so.
it will not go unsaid.
Well, you know, I mean, really, how difficult is it to zero out the board, as they say?
It's the last thing you do before you go home.
Yeah.
Anyhow.
So anyway, the next hour will start more smoothly.
It shall.
Because we'll be back on automatic pilot and everything will
be
working. Okay. So
we have our ways.
Now, are we going to get sunshine today? It's supposed to be a nice day, is it not?
It was sunny at my house this morning. It's sunny in town right now, clear. It's just a little bit of fog here.
Well, as far as we can tell, we don't even know if Seattle exists from where we are.
Oh, it does. I can attest to it.
It is? Yep. Okay, you came from there, and it really is over there somewhere.
Yep. It was. In fact,
we can't even see if Mercer Island.
The fog started to settle right around Mercer Island. It was clear going across the I-90 bridge this morning for
me.
Really?
Wow.
It may have changed since then, but early in the morning before sunrise, it was clear.
Well,
and it's supposed to be clear today, too.
So settle in, enjoy our show, and then by that time, the sun will be out, and you can go outside and do what you want to do. That sounds good.
Another 70-degree day.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah. I have to say, though, I had to bite the bullet in this last 2 weeks. I mean, I had to pack up the air conditioner and put it away.
It's time.
And I have crossed that line of having the first pellet stove burn.
Interesting.
Because it just, gets a little too chilly.
Well,
but the thing
about it is we are having record overnight minimums. Temperatures have been in the 50s. They may be a little cooler out at your place, but in the greater Seattle area, it's unseasonably warm at night.
Well, and but the weather is fabulous.
Can't beat it.
It's fabulous. But yeah, it is a little colder out at my place, and I've just had to. Well, and it was time to fire up the stove anyway. Just you got to make sure everything's working.
You got to blow it out.
Before it gets to the time you really need it. But everything's good.
Good.
And but I'm still cutting grass. My grass is still growing. So
I'm sorry.
I know. Well, you're done. You've been done,
for the season
for a long time. All righty then. So let's. We have a full house today. How exciting is that? The energy is great. And behind the glass, I'm going to have to work to see her today with the reflection and all the company in the studio. But Kathy Southwick, call screener, is back. Good morning, Kath.
Good morning.
And you've been on an extended vacation for a while.
I have.
So did you have a good time?
Oh, it was very nice.
And you celebrated an anniversary,
yes.
I believe, in the meantime. So happy anniversary.
Thank you.
And all of that. And you had some trips, I think.
Went to Lake Chelan and then Suncadia. Over just on the other side of the mountains.
What pops in my mind there is there would have been a lot of fires in eastern Washington this summer. Were the areas you went to, were they affected by the fires?
In an amazing way. I had no idea how bad it was. I took a trip from Lake Chelan to Winthrop, and the complete drive from Chelan to Winthrop was just Black Hills.
Wow.
I mean, there were spots where there was no damage, but the majority of it was an hour drive one way.
Wow.
And it was just black.
Wow.
I was shocked that it was that bad.
Yeah. Wow.
So, but it was a good trip. Good time and great weather and got lots done.
Well, and you've been missed, and we're glad
Thank
to have you.
You
back and all refreshed and rejuvenated and all
I'm
that
ready.
Sort of stuff. And.
Good.
Anyway, welcome back.
Thank you.
Back in the saddle again. And with Kathy in the other room, that means that Janice Churchill is also here, but she's in the studio and right next to me, wearing my favorite color, blue. Morning, Janice.
Yes, good morning. And I'm really happy Kathy's back.
Well, you were on your own. Well, let's see, last week you and I weren't here because Christy was in doing the Shelter Rescue show. But 2 weeks ago, it was your first solo flight, as they say.
Yes, and I flew solo. So I'm happy to have Kathy here today.
But you did a fantastic job.
Oh,
and that's what Kathy kind of said, do you want me back, after Janice did such a, because I told her you did an awesome job. And I said, well, of course, we miss you. We want you back. But you did do an awesome job.
Thank you.
But it's nice to have both of you here. And then... Well, it's a different day because in most cases, when our all-time favorite guests are in the house, it is a guest, and there are guests here, but they're not the same guests that are usually here. So just officially, our adventure traveler, Helen Thayer, is here. Good morning, Helen.
Morning.
Usually you are here with your silent other half partner, Bill.
That's right.
But apparently, Bill is off playing helicopters or something. I mean, that is how he stole the farmer's daughter. If you haven't heard the story, way back when, many years ago in New Zealand, when he came in to dust crops and stuff, there was Helen on the ground, and she
stole me right away.
He swept her right off her feet, and they've been together ever since. But usually Bill is here. He doesn't say a lot on the air. He sits in the corner and reads the paper and then chimes in from the side once in a while. But so what's Bill up to today?
Well, today he decided that since Mike was coming with me, he would take the day off and go visit a helicopter pilot friend. So they'll be talking helicopters all day.
All right. All right. Now, as the show progresses, no doubt we will get into some of Helen's stories and all the things that she has done and accomplished. And I find the last time you were on the air, I couldn't find your bio and all the things you've done, but I actually went to your website and printed it off again. It's unbelievable what this woman has done. But we have... special guest, and of course, it's kind of time for surprise, because I've told you that I don't think this is the first time in over 20 years. I mean, this is the longest running live radio talk show about animals in the country. It's been over 20 years. And I have never in all of those years had, you know, a guest call me and say, I have this really special person that I think has to be on your show and can instead of doing my stuff, can I bring this person? And, you know, ordinarily I would say, well, all right, who is this person and what do they do and all of that kind of stuff. And I love and trust Helen so much. And she's been doing the show for almost all of that 20 years.
I think we met way back. I just walked from the pole and Charlie and I came.
Yeah, you had just walked from to the North Pole. Solo, first woman ever to do that. I probably only ever to do that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what year was that?
88.
88.
So we've known each other forever.
Yeah, for a long time.
And you knew Charlie the dog who went to the pole with me.
Yeah, so you've been, because you wrote the book.
Yes,
a polar
right.
dream about your experience walking to the North Pole with Charlie the wolf mm-hmm. dog, mm-hmm. and that's why I met you, because you came did a book tour.
That's right.
And we're in the studio, and that Charlie was still alive. So you and Bill and Charlie came in. I was way back in the Como days.
Yeah, we were in another building then.
Yeah, that was way the lot.
Charlie
yeah.
was the important one. He was the star.
So anyway, the end of that story is. When I'm talking to Helen on the phone, instead of saying, well, I gotta scrutinize this person, what came out of my mouth was, okay. Okay. And that's kind of why I had to say, it's, you know, tune in to see who's here. It's a surprise. Because I really didn't know either.
Martha's surprised too.
But anyway, so I pull up today. And there was actually another last minute highway one lane closure, and so I was a little slow a few minutes later than usual getting here. And I pull in, and Helen's here with her guest, and Kathy and Janice are here, and they're having this little chat fest, and they're just going. The radio show's already starting. they're having such a good time. So, without any further ado, I'll introduce. Our special guest today, which I understand there's a story of how he and Helen met, and we'll get to that. But Mike Neal is here, and Mike is a senior chaplain for the Washington State Patrol and the Department of Fish and Wildlife Police. He served 30 years as a fish and wildlife officer, 15 years as a police firearms instructor, and 16 years as a police dog handler. He's a born-again Christian who's been married to his wife, Susan, for 41 years. In 1981, the couple lost their son, Ryan, who was born 3 months premature. And in 2006, Neil's faith was tested when their 27-year-old daughter, Suzanne, died after being struck by a car on her bicycle. He ultimately decided to accept his loss and use it for a greater purpose. Mike is an author. The book he has written, which I haven't read yet, I just got a copy. It was a great cover. The Miracle of Africa. It's got a lion on the cover and some incredible cards here that look like pen and ink drawings.
Right. Yes.
And did you do these?
Yes.
Wow. At any rate, that's just kind of touching the surface of what Mike is all about. And those of you that are regulars and have been with me for a long time, did you ever think I'd have a born-again Christian chaplain sitting in the studio here on Sunday morning with me? Huh? And how about this? We loved each other right away.
Right away.
An instant connection. And that's why I knew, you know, I'm guided. And when Helen said, I'd like to bring someone on, I said, oh, okay. Because it just felt like it was right. Anyway, so we're having a love fest already, and so we're going to get to know each other, and all of you are going to get to know him, too, here on the air today. And so anyway, Mike Neal, welcome to Animal World.
Thank you.
It's a delight to have you. I can't wait to hear how you and Helen hooked up, and we're going to get to that here very shortly. But before we do that, we have to start the show. Because, you know, I mean, we haven't officially started the show yet. And we do that by honoring the saint that's guided my work with the animals for the last, you know, 20, 25 years. And that, of course, would be St. Francis. And, oh, I got to tell you, last night I went to because it's St. Francis's birthday yesterday, and there was a kirtan at the Ananda Temple in Bothell for St. Francis, and I went to that last evening. So spent a couple hours in the temple, you know, chanting and praying and meditating and stuff with St. Francis, and it was very, very cool. So anyway, happy birthday, St. Francis.
Mm-hmm.
And we always, to make Animal World official, we start with a couple of prayers to St. Francis, a short one for our animal friends, and then us humans need more help, so we do a little longer peace prayer for the animals. But the first hit I got was when I knew Mike was coming on was, you know, well, he's a chaplain, and you're not. So I got, you know, why don't you have ask Mike if he would do us the honor of doing one of the St. Francis prayers. And he has agreed to do that. So we're going to do a little different. I'm going to do the prayer for the animals, and then Mike is going to do the prayers for everybody else. So how cool is that? We all ready to go? All right, here we go with prayer number one. This is the prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. Om, peace, amen.
Amen.
And now it's Mike's turn.
Okay, this is actually a chaplain's prayer, apparently written by St. Francis. It's a prayer to the Lord, so let us pray. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console. To be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is by giving that we receive, by pardoning that we are pardoned, it is by dying that we are born into eternal life. And this we pray in your holy and precious name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
That's a chaplain's prayer right there.
Yeah, it's lovely, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And you do it so much better than I do. Gosh, maybe Mike's going to have to be here every week.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Wow. Oof. Okay, we are official. All righty. So let me do one follow-up item, and then we'll take care of our advertisers and sponsors for the first time in the hour. We've just a couple of short good news stories, and kind of one up Helen's line, and the other I think will touch all of you, but I think particularly Mike will enjoy it. And then we'll find out, how the heck did we get a born-again Christian chaplain for the Washington State Patrol and the Department of Fish and Wildlife and the Animal World Studio on Sunday morning? Okay. Aren't you curious? I am, because I don't even know the story. I don't know how this happened.
Okay.
All right, we'll find that out. So follow-up is from 2 weeks. It was a Vet Sunday with Dr. Bill Burlingame, and we had a caller from Tacoma. Diana that called in, and she was considering switching her dog, I think, to raw food. And when we asked what she was feeding, she said she was happily feeding canine caviar and loved it since hearing, you know, me talk about it and Bob Vella on the show. But she's saying she was having a heck of a time getting it because nobody in Tacoma was carrying it. Nobody wanted to order it. So I told her I would use my connections and talk to the powers that be and see what we could do about that. And I sent the canine caviar rep, his name is Bob Halter, I sent him Diane's contact information. However, he said the email address we had didn't work for her, and he didn't get an answer when he called. So just hopefully Diana is out there listening. And Mike says he found a store in Tacoma that will happily order the food for her or anyone else in the Tacoma area. So If you want to get canine or feline caviar for your animal friends and you're down in the Tacoma area, here's the place to call. Lucky Dog Outfitters. They are at 3411 6th Avenue in Tacoma. Now, they're not carrying all of the line. Maybe they will if enough of you have them order it. They'll start bringing it in. But you'd want to call them ahead of time, get something to write with. I'm going to give you their phone number. Lucky Dog Outfitters. And, of course, now hearing the name of the store, don't you kind of want to know? What are they outfitting dogs for? You know, like little boots and ties and I don't know, but maybe we ought to talk to these Lucky Dog Outfitter people. So anyway, Lucky Dog Outfitters in Tacoma, their phone number is 253-761-4486. If you want canine or feline caviar in the Tacoma area, they will be happy to order it for you and get it in, and it shouldn't take more than a few days to get it. But call them first, Lucky Dog Outfitters, 253-761-4486. Okie doke. All right. Now, we are going to take care of our advertisers and sponsors for the first time in the show. Remember, it's the most important part of the show because without them, there's no us. We couldn't be doing all this great programming. So listen, pay attention, support them, thank them, and Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
BioClean Incorporated is a fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractor working under the authority of the Washington State Health Department. BioClean helps with extremely difficult situations, including hoarding of both objects and animals, the cleanup of trauma scenes, rodent infestations, mold issues, and cleanup of the aftermath of sewage and flood events. If the unthinkable happens to you and you're faced with a situation that involves a crime, trauma, or tragedy, you need to call BioClean. The entire staff at BioClean Incorporated pride themselves on combining compassion with expertise and professionalism. Serving all of Washington State, BioClean offers professional certified 24-hour emergency service with no additional charge for night or weekend calls. At BioClean Incorporated, you're more than a customer, you're someone they want to help. The BioClean professional cleanup team are experts at eliminating odors, contaminants, and biohazards. Call BioClean at 888-412-6300. That's 888-412-6300 or visit BioCleanWA.com for more information. Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Ever wonder what your pet is thinking? Why they do certain things? Or how they're adapting to a change in the household? Darcy Pariso, animal intuitive medium and Reiki master, can help you with all of those things. Darcy can help you connect with your pet or other animal, here or in spirit. She'll also share messages including your pet's past lives and soul purpose. Clients say Darcy's readings are so much more than they expected and result in a deeper bond with her pets. Contact Darcy at DarcyPariso.com. That's Darcy Pariso, P-A-R-I-S-O.com. Or call 425-280-5132.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
1150KKNW.com, your connection to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and thanks for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're just getting started, and it is an adventure Sunday here on Animal World with adventure traveler Helen Thayer is here. And, of course, she's packing along a special guest who we are just starting to get to know. Mike Neal is here, and he is officially he's the senior chaplain for the Washington State Patrol and the Department of Fish and Wildlife Police. We're now adding to his resume Animal World because I've decided to make him our official Animal World chaplain. And as we get into our discussion here, you said, you know, what is this guy doing on Animal World? Why did Helen bring him along? Well, Mike's thing, if you will, is addressing the question, do animals go to heaven? And I would say along with that, although it's not in his written stuff here, that would also imply, do animals have souls? Right. Of course, his answer to that, he probably wouldn't be here if it was but his answer is absolutely, of course. They do. And so we're gonna get into that. We're gonna get into his book and all that sort of thing. But before we do that, I've got a couple of good news stories that are kind of right in line with what we're doing today. So it's time for the best good news about animals. Yay! There we go. Well, see, it's foggy out. There is no sunshine. Mike had to go get it. Wow. Woohoo. Oh, well, look at it. There it is. It's starting to... He found it.
It's coming.
It's coming.
Yeah, it is.
Woohoo!
Found
okay.
A little bit the corner.
All right. Now, this is for Helen, because this good news story is the headline is, not a single elephant poached in 3 years for revamped Chad Park. Now, how good is that? Tsukuma National Park in Chad is especially renowned for its free-roaming herds of African elephants. The population was greatly reduced by a frenzy of poaching between 2000 and 2010, but their numbers are now on the rise again thanks to an overhaul of anti-poaching strategy. There has not been a single elephant killed inside the 19,000-square-mile park for nearly 3 years. In December 2013, 21 new elephant calves were sighted in the park, marking a turning point for the Tsukuma's besieged elephants. The remaining key species in the park are stable or on the increase, and in general, the ecosystem is healthy, with the water buffalo population in particular showing a huge recovery from an estimated 220 in 1986 to just over 10,000 in 2014. The relationship between the park and local communities is better than it has ever been, as local people are reaping the benefits from extensive law enforcement patrols in their area, according to the authorities. In 2013, a toll-free cell phone number was set up to provide a means by which people can easily and anonymously transmit information regarding potential poaching threats to Chad's elephant populations. Additionally, village radios were installed in 16 villages in Zakuma's periphery, providing a reliable means of reporting suspicious activity concerning the security of both the local population and the elephants. These radios enable the villages to be in 24-hour radio communication with the control room in Zakuma. So how cool is that? Wow. Radios and word of mouth and phone numbers so nice. The poachers can be reported, and no poaching in 3 years.
That's an improvement.
That is amazing.
That's really hot. Okay. Now, this one I'm sure will just got – if this one doesn't touch your heart, you need to get your heart open. Loyal dog guards boy's grave, spends days without food or water. So this is right up Mike's line in terms of, you know, do animals go to heaven? Do they have souls? Do they, you know – I needed to tell him, you know, you're kind of preaching to the choir because I've been talking to animals all my life. You know, I know they think and reason. I know they have feelings and emotions. And how does something like this happen if they don't? So we'll just give you more food for your...
Okay.
at any rate, as pet parents, we're always moved by stories of dogs that display incredible loyalty and devotion to their owners, even after those owners have passed away. One recent example of this type of love out in Chennai, India, is particularly emotional. India Blue Cross general manager was on a rescue mission during the first week of August and spotted a dog sitting on a freshly dug grave. He didn't think much of it, and the team continued on their way. But when Williams drove past the same place on another rescue mission on August 13th, he noticed the same dog sitting at the grave looking as if it hadn't moved. According to the India Blue Cross, Williams and his team drove back to the graveyard after their rescue and tried to coax the dog, who seemed clearly distraught and undernourished, to them with biscuits and water, but it refused to move. The team went to a nearby shop to inquire about the dog and learned that he had been a constant companion of an 18-year-old construction worker who adopted the dog, named Tommy, 5 years ago. The boy named Bhaskar Shri was hit by a motorcycle and died on August 2nd, and it appeared that Tommy hadn't moved since the boy's burial. Williams found Shri's home and located his mother, who accompanied him to her son's grave. The boy's mother assumed the dog had run away when her son died. Get your Kleenex out now. The mother and Tommy recognized each other immediately, and Williams said that Tommy rested his head on the woman's feet and whimpered while she bent down, lifted Tommy's head, and buried her face against his neck in tears. The boy's mother then picked Tommy up and carried him back into her home, telling Williams and his team as she left that she had wrongfully thought because her only child had died that she had nothing to live for. While Tommy's owner and a mother's son can't be returned, we're so glad to hear these two have found solace in each other and that Tommy will be cared for by family. So how great is that?
Yeah, no,
that's a great story.
You can't tell me that there isn't a God working in all of that.
No.
That's
right.
Right.
Yeah. Pretty special. So, our animal friends.
Yeah. They animals are like a physical manifestation of angels.
Ah, totally.
Yeah. Can't see angels, but we can see animals.
All right. And we are going to get in to all of that. Well, it depends on who you're talking to about the can you see angels or not. Anyway, we're going to get into all of that. But before we do, Helen Thayer is here, our most popular guest ever on the show, adventure traveler who's been all over the world and done incredible things. You were on just,
two months ago.
And we had decided, we had come up a way with you and Bill and then talking to our Mike Roberge, our very gifted production engineer, who it's not his fault that other people don't zero out the board and screw things up. He figures out a way to fix it.
Look at him. He ran out and got the sunshine for us. How cool is that?
Found it.
At any rate, we had planned this month to do our first rejuvenated slideshows on the radio because I think we're the first ever doing adventure traveler, you know, stories, Helen's Polar Dream and The Three Among the Wolves, When You Lived with the Wolves, and the Gobi Desert trek, all of her books, and a lot of, boy, we did slideshows for the Amazon and all kinds of things, but we didn't have a way for other than to put the slides on the wall here in the studio and describe them to you for you to be able to watch along with us. But now the world of technology has grown, and Mike has said that we can do this now, and so we were going to be setting that up for this month, but. And we're still going to do that, and Helen's got a special trip to make for a special honor. What you're leaving the end of the month? Is that the deal?
I think it's the 15th. I leave for New York, get the award on the 16th, and then go from there.
And what award are you receiving?
Lifetime Achievement from World Quest Expeditions and the Explorers Club.
Wow, that's a great honor.
Thank you.
So Helen's going to go back to receive this award, and then we will start our programming. And I don't know how frequently we're going to be able to get her on, but if we can do it once a month, or certainly every other month, we'll do the slideshows. Mm-hmm. And everybody will be able to participate. But what happened then? Because we were going to do an October show, Helen said, "I'd like to bring this special guest along," and I said, "Well, okay." And I think what you said to me was something along the lines is that he's helped Bill and I a lot, and he's very special. Mm-hmm. And I want you to do a show with him. And I just said, "Well, okay." So, what's the story?
Well, we met Mike because of the Oso landslide. Which is proof that sometimes good things can come from disasters, and this, it did. And Bill and I lost six friends in
you
that slide.
You had very dear friends in
yes,
the slide.
One was like one lady was like a sister to me. Mm-hmm. So it was a very, very big loss for us. But I heard Mike on the radio and doing an interview, and so I contacted him by email.
Oh,
so
as a chaplain, you were doing an interview on the air related to the death and destruction with the Oso landslide?
Right.
Is that the deal?
Our chaplains responded to Oso and were there for some of the first responders, especially the troopers and fish and wildlife officers and the Department of Transportation employees that were up there.
And we should probably say for anyone, because we have listeners around the country and around the world, for anybody that doesn't know, this the Oso landslide, how long ago did that happen here?
It happened on March 22nd. It was a Saturday.
And it was a Saturday morning around 10 o'clock, mm-hmm. wasn't it? And it was kind of like it's like the bottom washed out of this mountain, and it just did this.
Well, actually, it was the whole side.
The whole side of a mountain came down.
Mud and just 60 seconds, it covered 1 square mile.
In 60 seconds, 1 square mile.
It reduced houses to splintered, just a piece of wood.
And how many people were lost?
43.
And one was even on the highway driving because it came all the way down to Highway 530.
It was on Highway 530.
So it was a huge disaster here locally for us. And of course, it made national and probably international news. I mean, it was such a big deal. And now it makes perfect sense, Mike, that obviously State Patrol would be involved and the Department of Fish and Wildlife and mm-hmm. all of those departments everybody was responding, and to have something like this, you know, happen was incredible. So you said that your department, so there's more than one chaplain for all of you guys? Or
right. Currently our program has 17 chaplains.
17, wow.
Right.
Wow.
Across the state from Spokane to Aberdeen, and I think there's will be three in King County. There's four in Pierce County.
Because I would imagine that's an aspect of what the State Patrol and Department of Fish and Wildlife that we've never even probably thought about.
Right.
But they're also a benefit to the general public, because we know at least one man who came out, he'd been digging for someone who was dear to him, couldn't find her, came out in the mud, and after a couple of days or so, he was so depressed, He said he didn't know whether to go home and get drunk or go home and shoot himself.
Oh.
He was so down in the black hole of depression, and he saw, he came out of the mud,
uh-huh.
and he saw the back of this man, and it said chaplain. And he said right away he felt some sort of comfort, and he wasn't even a Christian. He was just a person coming out of the mud.
Wow.
And then he walked around the front to see the name of this guy, and he sees the name, and he said he felt just instant comfort. Just somebody is here who cares about me.
God's love coming.
And so he went home, and his wife told me that, you know, he just went home and said, well, I'm okay. I can go back tomorrow. And he went back the next day. But seeing the chaplain, it was just represented comfort and caring, and that a government agency would send people there for that. He was just really impressed.
So Mike, you were probably, obviously, you know, the tons of support reporters and stuff all over the place, and you were just doing what, like a television interview related to what was going on?
It was a radio interview.
Radio interview.
Yeah, KUOW in Seattle.
And then, Helen, you heard that.
Yes, I heard that, and it gave me hope because we'd lost six people and one who was just like a sister, and it just gave me hope to hear his words. And he said, you know, they need to know they're going to be all right. And I wrote those words down because it meant so much to me. Yeah, I guess we are going to be all right. And I said that word over, that sentence over and over again. That one sentence just really drove home. You know, they need to know they're going to be all right. And it's still on my office on the piece of paper that I wrote it on. So proving that just a single sentence can make a difference to people, even when they're grieving deeply and such a disaster.
Well, but you just didn't leave it at listening to the radio interview. You actually called Chaplain Mike.
That's right. Well,
do we call you Chaplain Mike?
That's fine. Yeah.
Is that cool?
Mm-hmm, that's fine.
Well, as you know, I'm the sort of person when I want to get something done, I go do it.
Right.
I dug up his email address and I emailed him. And at the end of the email, and he replied. And then at the end of it, he said, call me anytime. So I said, well, that's exactly what I'll do. So I called him that evening. He came in from mowing his lawn, and we talked, and then it went from there.
I think we spent about an hour on the
phone.
Yeah,
and then, of course, I met Sue, his wonderful wife, and they're like brother and sister. I called my little brother and my little sister.
Well, and, of course, you have a lot in common when
yes.
we see the other work that Chaplain Mike does.
Yes.
Because this book, The Miracle of Africa, and now this is actually a novel, correct?
Right. It's correct. Yeah, it's a story about 1911, about a guy and his wife that lost a 10-year-old son, and she became very depressed, and he tried to escape and became a big game hunter in Africa. The story begins with him coming home on a train, and he sees her at the station, and he falls in love with her all over again.
Mm.
So it's a love story, and it's she convinces him against his better judgment. They never thought Africa was a place for a woman, but he relents and he takes her on this incredible adventure in Africa where they hunt lions and elephants and Cape Buffalo. And I've been a hunter all my life. A lot of people don't, you know, understand that. Of course, in 1911, hunting was a very big thing.
Yeah.
Big thing. And so... he takes her to Africa and he finds the miracle of Africa.
Wow. And of course, Helen knows the miracle of Africa,
right.
Because you and Bill have spent
a lot of time with
mm-hmm. with the tribes. And when Helen and Bill go to Africa, they don't do the tourist thing.
No, they actually go out to the middle of nowhere
and live with the native tribes.
It's on their terms. We become part of the tribe.
Yeah.
But I've read that book, of course, and it's one of the most amazing, and Bill will agree with us, he had the same reaction, that it's one of the most remarkable books we've ever read. To start with, Mike is a very gifted dialogue writer, and as a writer, I know that dialogue writing is the most difficult technique of all because you can make it so flat.
Mm-hmm.
But he brings his characters to life so much, you fall in love with these people. Like there's one called Betty, she's a very strong woman. She gets things done, but there's a wonderful character, Esther. You just want to be like Esther. But, you know, I have to say I'm really like Betty, but I'd love to be like Esther. But you get to know these people. So it's really a fast-moving African adventure. And the first half is narrated by John, the atheist, and the second half is narrated by John the Christian. But the transition is just amazing. It's smooth. It's interesting. It's fast-moving, exciting. And well, a lot of information about the animals.
Yeah, usually I don't interview an author until I've read the book.
Mm-hmm.
But I hadn't even seen the book until we arrived at the studio. But I now have my copy. I can't wait
to
read it.
I'm honored by your trust.
Well, like I said, it's the first time in over 20 years that this has ever happened.
I guess our long-term friendship paid off.
But and also the fact that who do you think was in my ear saying, yeah, have him on? Well, just imagine. So I can't wait to read this. Now, it is called The Miracle of Africa by Mike Neal, N-E-I-L. I assume that folks can pick this up at normal outlets like Amazon and that kind of thing.
Yeah, it's on Amazon, and it's on several book sites. Like that, yeah.
All right, and you wrote this when?
I actually started writing it in 1999. I could tell you kind of how it all came about. I was president of the Washington State Game Warden Association when I was a fish and wildlife officer, and they did the Shikar Safari International did a Officer of the Year, and they do an Officer of the Year award for every state in the nation, And I met the guy here from Washington, from Ellensburg. His name's Chuck Lathrop, and Chuck was in his 80s, and he was a big game hunter in Africa, and he had this huge trophy room, and I was just taken by his stories. His wife was his wife Betty was in an Alzheimer's home, and never did meet Betty, but I knew Betty because of Chuck's incredible stories that he would tell about her, and she really was the African hunter. Chuck has he has a picture of himself with Marilyn Monroe. He has a picture of him and his dad when he was a kid in California, of Charles Lindbergh and his dad and him. Chuck's an amazing, amazing guy. And the more I was around him, the more I became inspired by his story. And he gave me my first novel, which is an African classic by Teddy Roosevelt, who wrote African Game Trails. And after he left the White House, he and his son Kermit went on this huge safari in Africa. And I read that, and I started reading everything I could get my hands on in the period. And I began to formulate this and dream about this story that was trying to get out. But I wasn't a writer. I didn't know how to write.
Wow.
I knew I had to write this book, so I went back to the University of Washington, and I took every class that you could possibly imagine about creative writing and writing.
Wow.
And so I became a writer. I had to take a lot of other classes, too, science and math and all these other classes. I had to go back to junior college and took 2 years of Spanish. So I began to write this book, and I just sat down and I started writing it. And I began to, a lot of people say, well, did you have an outline? Did you know where you're going? I had no clue where I was going. I had an idea about where it was going. But I didn't even know who the characters were until they appeared in the story.
Wow.
And I just let the characters develop the story, and I just imagined what they would say because I knew them very well, and I could visualize them, and I could visualize what Africa was in 1911. And so I was able to describe the surroundings and where I was, and I was able to listen to what they would tell me. And it's funny, you know, you go back 100 years and you spend time. A lot of authors, I understand what this is. It's like a doorway, and you go in this doorway, and you go back 100 years, and you're back in this place, and you spend time in this place. And the people that are there, they tell you stuff, and you write it down. But then you have to come out of the doorway, and you have to go, and you have to research to find out if what they told you is really true.
No wonder you're here. It's a woo-woo Christian chaplain. So, you know, you're time traveling.
Yes, it is.
Isn't that cool?
If you're a writer, that's what you are. You're a time traveler.
Well, some are better at it than others. I'd say you're one of the very gifted ones. Anyway, we need to take care of our advertisers and sponsors for the last time in this hour. And then, of course, more to go. I can feel more shows coming with Mike Neal. There's just no way we're going to be able to get to everything in this 3 hours, but we'll give it our best shot. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues with adventure traveler Helen Thayer and chaplain, author, time traveler Mike Neal. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend, and Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. I want you to visit Jones & Company. You'll find them on State Avenue in Marysville. You can give them a call at 360-658-7817. At Jones & Company Pets, their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
Attention pet lovers. We all want the best for our pets, and that includes quality of life, longevity, and overall well-being. Raymaker's Nutrition has developed a line of patented products that have been shown to dramatically improve immune function, improve response to vaccines by over 400%, and help strengthen the systems in the body that fight cancer cells. Introducing Veterinary Immune Tabs. These chewable tabs are safe for dogs and cats. Find out more about how Veterinary Immune Tabs can improve your pet's longevity and state of wellness. Contact Dr. Bill Burlingame at BillBurlingameDVM@gmail.com or call 425-903-1913. Did you know that there's a gentle energy balancing method for restoring health, mobility, and athletic performance for your dog, cat, or horse? Bioenergetic synchronization, as used by Nels Rasmussen, creates transformations in health, mobility, and performance. To learn more, you can visit online, NelsHealingMinistry.com, or call 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Remember, you're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, Martha Norwalk, and sorry to say we're winding down the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World already, but I'm going to have to stuff corks in her mouth because there's a great show going on here when and that you guys aren't listening or privy to. We are joined in the studio. Well, Kathy Southwick is back, and Janice Churchill is here, but our favorite adventure traveler, Helen Thayer, is here, and she brought along her new friend, who, it turns out, was very helpful to Helen and Bill after losing some very dear, beloved friends, more family than friends, in the Oso mudslide. Yep. And that's how she connected with...
Mike helped us keep our sanity.
Yeah, so we've got Senior Chaplain Mike Neal for the Washington State Patrol and Department of Fish and Wildlife Police. He is the author, and so we're talking about this miracle of Africa. I just found out he's a time traveler, and actually, and I don't bet you didn't learn that in school. I think because you're describing what it's like. You're there, and you hear them, and they tell you things, and all of that. And I'll tell you, well, you're preaching to the choir around here, but I mean, that's it really happens, and it's true. But he's also been pursuing, do animals go to heaven and do they have souls? And you know that in traditional Christianity, that's not a belief that is respected. But we're going to get into that. But we were talking about, Mike, your process in writing this book, and it's a big book. It's, over 500
545 pages. 545
pages,
yeah.
And, It apparently took you a lot of years.
6 years.
To write it. It's available on Amazon. It's called The Miracle of Africa, Mike Neal, N-E-I-L. It is a novel, but Helen, you said it's really...
Well, it's one of the best books of Bill and I have ever read, and Bill agrees with me on it. It's just a page-turner that it's like you're sorry when it ends, but it's also a novel, but it's hard to believe it's a novel when you're reading it because it's so real, and the characters jump right out you, and you get to know them so well. They become part of your life.
Well,
and
this
so
is
it's
amazing.
It's more like nonfiction than a novel.
Because that's what, you know, your books, of course, are not novels. They're stories of your adventure travelers or travels around the world. And I have cried more than once at the end of your books because I didn't want them to end. They're so good. And that's quite a testimonial for Helen with the experiences that they've had in real life. The books that she's read to say she got the same feeling.
Yeah, I had that feeling.
Reading your book.
So what do? You promptly go back to the beginning and start all over again because you don't want the story to go away.
Wow. So, Mike, I was hearing in one of my ears while we were taking care of our advertisers and sponsors. He and Janice are just going nuts here. Blah 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 blah. But apparently, this is not a solo voyage for you as a writer. That you're already working on the sequel.
Right. Yeah. The sequel is called Africa, Heart and Soul. Mm. It's a story about the secondary characters in the book who stay in Africa and have some certain challenges. If you read the first book, it'll come to light what the challenges are that they face. I don't want to give that away. Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like, though, this is there's a spiritual message here, because you talked about in this first book, The Miracle of Africa, that it's narrated the first half by the atheist, who by the second half has become the Christian.
Right.
So can I assume that by reading this book that there will be help for giving people hope and faith? And
that's what it is. It's a book that holds a person's attention. And I like to think about the book as kind of like a fish hook. We're called to be fishers of men. But the book will hold the person's attention, but it answers the big life questions, the ones that we all struggle with. And the secondary character in there, her name is Esther. She tells it like it is, and she talks truth. One of the things that she says is that all animals have a distinct character, and it's a character of God that they possess. And that if you look to the animals, they will teach you, and they will tell you.
Wow. All right. So that was going to be my question, is that you're kind of, like you say, it's your thing. Do animals go to heaven?
Well,
were you into that before you wrote this book, or did writing this book, is it all part of the same thing?
I was born again in 1994. As a result of a Saturday morning in my patrol car. And I was driving along in my patrol car, and I heard this thought that came in my head, said, "Don't let your ego get in the way of your being." And I said, "Oh, now there's a thought you don't think of every day." And I wrote it on my console as I was driving along the Puyallup River near Ording. And I started thinking about how I thought of that, or what that meant, because I always
don't let your ego get in the way of your being. I love that.
And I didn't know what it meant. And the more I started thinking about how that thought came to me, I thought I read it or heard it somewhere, I knew that I didn't think of it. And then I thought back 13 years before, my wife and I had our third child born 3 months premature. And he lived for 6 weeks. And the night before he passed, I prayed that God would give me this son. And I heard a whisper in my soul that said, "He's not yours, he's mine." And I didn't hear anything more. I went to sleep. When I woke up in the morning, the hospital called and said, "Your son passed away in the night." And I felt betrayed, because I felt I made a fair deal, right?
All right. Well,
I made a fair deal.
That's a great place for us to stop, because now we've got Mike is betrayed, because he just made a deal with God. Well, then what the heck happened? So stay right where you are. We'll close out hour number one, fire up hour number two, and we'll find out, well, yeah, what happened next? Stay right where you are. Our guest, Helen Thayer, Mike Neal, author of The Miracle of Africa, and official chaplain of Animal World now, and answering the question, do animals go to heaven? Straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.